All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. I'm back with fresh women, so let's go ahead and get started. Okay, so there was a problem with the last video. It's still going to go up, but I had the setting on my mic different, so you won't be able to hear much of the game and more of me. But now everything should be good, so you should be able to hear a good bit of both. There's just a little button on the back of my mic that changes that. It's set for comics usually, but I forgot to set it back. So, yeah, it's all fixed now. And we're going for an hour on this, and then an hour on Euphoria, then I'm going to bed. So, let's get started. Follow Chloe to her room. You know, Chloe, you're right. Everyone needs some time to unwind. I hit the button. Let's head upstairs then.
Follow me. Finally, some peace and quiet.
After all that drama, it's good to be back in the big city.
Does that mean the countryside doesn't suit you?
I think I've had my fill of it for a while.
Oh, is that so? What a shame. What am I supposed to do with this outfit then? It's pure country.
Well, when you put it like that, I guess the countryside does look good on you.
I figured you'd see things my way. Maybe you'd like to take a closer look at the outfit. You might find you like seeing me in it.
Or maybe out of it.
Hold your horses, cowboy. You've got to enjoy the show first.
Oh, I'm enjoying it.
I think someone is starting to open up to his voyeuristic side.
Only because it's you.
Well, I guess. You could think of it as a sort of striptease, if you'd like.
Does that make it less sexy for you?
You tell me. What? Cat got your tongue? Aren't you going to say anything?
I only have one thing to say.
What's that?
Yeehaw!
Yeehaw, indeed. So, you ready for the rodeo? Because I'm totally ready to ride you.
You really like getting in the character, huh?
Right now, I'm more interested in getting you into me.
Hey! I think you forgot part of your outfit. You weren't wearing any panties. Or was that just to make things easier for me?
I felt like going bareback.
Is that so?
Personally, I think I'd make a great cowgirl.
We'll have to see about that. Let's mount up. Well, I still can't tell how good of a rider you are. But it sure does feel good.
Can you keep it up, cowboy?
Definitely.
Oh, that's good. And that means I can pick up the pace.
Why? Trying to make things harder for me?
There's only one thing I want harder.
Well, you're gonna get just what you want.
That's good to hear. What else could a girl wish for?
Well, I know you like to be watched.
Yeah, that's true. Why? Is there something you want to see? I could let you play with the girls if you'd like.
That's not what I meant, but I won't complain.
You mean, you want someone else to watch? You want us to put on a show?
What?
It could be one of your friends if you want. I wouldn't mind.
No, that's not what I... Wait, what do you mean?
let me look you in the eyes when I say this. It's a little embarrassing to throw out there, but I've been thinking about it a lot these days. I mean, you do have some pretty friends, and they sure seem to like you. At least one of them has to be interested in girls, right?
Where are you going with this?
I thought it might be fun to watch you have your way with one of them. Or maybe I could join in the fun. Seriously, haven't you ever imagined doing that?
Can't say the idea hasn't crossed my mind.
Ooh, who's a pervert now?
What?
Don't worry. I'm not one to judge.
But seriously, would you be alright with that? Would you really want to bring in another girl?
The more, the merrier.
Whoa.
I mean, if it's okay with you, that is. I don't want to force you into anything.
Sounds great to me.
I thought you might like the idea. We can plan that later, though.
Who says no to that question?
For now, I want all your focus on us. Speaking of us, how about we spice things up a bit?
What do you mean?
I love this chair. It's so sturdy and dependable.
Doesn't feel like much of a rodeo anymore. But I can see why you might want to change things up.
Let's list out the pros and cons then.
Go ahead, baby.
Pro, you can stare at my ass while you fuck me.
Con, you looked really cute as a cowgirl.
Oh, someone sure likes roleplay. Good to know. Bro, more freedom to move around on my end.
Con, I might not end up lasting very long.
I really am making things harder for you, aren't I? No need to rush, though. No one's going to come in and catch us in the act. Although, Julia almost caught us at the party.
Caught us doing what?
Oh, you were changing in the bathroom, right in front of me. Showing off.
But that was your idea.
Maybe I wish I had gotten a closer look back then.
No one inside those four walls would have ever imagined you're like this. Not without getting to know you, that is.
Of course. You're the only one who really knows me.
For real?
For real. Let's not get off track. What if I'd gotten my hands on you and Julia had walked in at that exact moment? What would you have done?
Well, she was already there. Might as well have asked her to join in.
What?
You wouldn't have?
Right then and there. I wasn't expecting that answer. Julia and the two of us. Oh, what a great idea.
Wait, did she just come?
Amazing.
Amazing. She really liked that idea. She liked it so much she came. You really like creating scenarios in your head, don't you?
Is that a bad thing?
I don't see a problem with fantasizing now and then.
Good. Because I tend to fantasize a lot.
About what?
about you and me together, doing what we're doing now.
I think about it a lot too, Chloe.
Really? Do you think about me? Do you imagine me like this, bent over for you? With you pounding me from behind?
Yup, but the real thing is way better.
Is it? Do I make you feel good?
You have no idea.
Oh my god!
That really turned her on. I think I'm about to come too. Chloe, I'm gonna...
Do it! Come for me!
Here it comes!
You made a real mess back there. Wow. I think I came 2 or 3 times.
Well, I only came the 1 time, but it was a good one.
I'm glad you're here with me.
Not as glad as I am to be here. You do seem to enjoy company, though. Sounds like you want to invite even more people.
Well, it was just a suggestion. But you seemed okay with it.
Who would say no to something like that?
Right? It's going to be so much fun.
Oh, it's gonna be like Christmas. We'll have to start thinking about who we're gonna recruit first.
Leave that to me.
We get Grandma and the turkey?
No.
No.
I think we can rest. I'm exhausted.
Me too. Hmm? Who could that be? And at this hour? I have to be careful not to wake Chloe. Hello? Grim, is that you? Yeah. Wait, Dad? Where are you? And where's Sam? Don't worry about Sam. He's fine. I'm fine too, thanks for asking. Dad, I know, son, you're confused. I'm outside your girlfriend's house. What? How did you get here? Are you following me? Just come down, I'll explain everything. I think it's a little late for explanations. Son, just come down, please. Tell me one thing first. Did you kill Charlie? That's complicated. I'll be waiting for you. Huh? He hung up. Guess I have no choice but to go down and see him. Wait, Lily asked me to help keep her posted. To keep her posted. Maybe I should tell her where Dad is. It'd be so easy just to text her my location. But she seemed really serious about finding Sam, even going as far as getting on the news and calling the police. I don't know what she might do with my location. I'm gonna save before we do this. There's a lot more serious choices in this game. Sent. That's all I can do for now. Dad? Where's Sam? I told you already, he's fine. Okay, then start talking. We should move to a safer location. I'm not getting into another vehicle with you anytime soon. Just tell me. It'll be better this way. Did you kill Susan's husband? I found out he was keeping an eye on everything that Sam did. In other words, he knew about all the contracts. Okay, but you also knew exactly what contracts you were signing. Yes, I did. But Charlie was the only one who could undo them. What? Just like that? Yes, all this could have been avoided if he just voided the contracts. But of course, you already knew that. No, I had no idea. But you did. Before your accident, you found my notes, didn't you? You found out what I was doing, and you went to talk to Charlie about it. That would explain why you were so angry at him. What do you... Then he had his accident. I... Wait. Was it really an accident? I was just trying to scare him. But you did much more than that. It really was an accident, son. Dad, I... The police? Shit, it must have been Lily. Lily, what are you talking about? I basically told her you were here. Basically, why would you do a dumb thing like that? She wants to find Sam. That man doesn't deserve your pity. I can stop him from leaving if I just grab that key. Dad! What are you doing, son? You should turn yourself in and settle everything with the police. If you give yourself up, I'm sure things will turn up all right. What? You already escaped from jail once, haven't you? Excuse me, you're aware I already escaped. Do you know what'll happen if I get arrested again? Lily has connections. She'll be able to help somehow. Don't do this to me, son. Keep the key. I can't give you this. Let's do things right this time, Dad. You said you needed more time to forgive me, but I don't think that'll ever happen now, will it? It's not about that. It's about doing the right thing, Dad. It's about falling and knowing how to get back up. They're here.
Frederick Thomas Campbell, you are under arrest for the kidnapping of Samuel Alderson. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in the court of law. You have the right to an attorney. If you cannot...
It's fine. I know my rights, officer. I won't resist. Can I at least say goodbye to my son?
Be quick about it.
Dad. Son. I'm proud to see you become a man. Tell your mother I love her. I will, Dad. And we'll visit you together. Thanks, son. I love you.
Come on, let's go.
Bye, Grim.
You did the right thing, kid.
Did I?
I'm gonna need a statement from you, too. But that can wait. Hey, bro.
Dylan, what are you...
I live right over there. Did you forget? I saw the car and got curious. I heard everything. Are you alright?
I am. It's finally over. He's going to jail, but at least he's alive.
You're the kind of guy who sees the glass as half full, aren't you? I'm sorry it didn't go down as you expected it would.
It's like a weight that's been lifted off my shoulders, though.
I'm glad to hear that.
Oh, you're here too?
Of course I am. We're always here for you.
Thanks, guys.
Why don't the three of us go inside? I'll order us something to eat. How about pizza?
Pepperoni.
What?
Just something from my childhood. Let's head inside.
And then, while I was thinking about what to say to the policeman, he grabbed his father's wallet out of his pocket and said,
We found this wallet in the middle of the road.
Man, I can't believe I miss all that. Man, I can't believe I missed all that. Man, I can't believe I missed all that. Then what happened?
The officer told us to scram.
He had to ride all the way back on a bicycle.
Dude, please promise you'll never leave me out of these things again.
Never. We're bros to the end.
Bros to the end.
Guys, it's getting kind of late. I think I'm going to go upstairs and get some rest. You two make yourselves at home, though, all right?
That's okay. I think I'm going to go, too.
See you tomorrow. It's good to be back. Even if it is on Chloe's couch. I really need a place to stay. Maybe I should take the job Davila offered me. Remember that? Who's calling at this hour? Lily? She must be worried about Sam. I completely forgot about all that. Hello? Lily?
Sorry to call so late. Did I wake you?
No, I was up. Look, Lily, about Sam. I really have no idea where he might be.
He's here, with me. We're at the hospital.
The hospital? Is everything all right?
He's pretty banged up. Some scratches and bruises. The doctors are having a look at him, though, just to make sure it's nothing serious. But we should be heading home soon.
I'm glad to hear he's okay. So,
I just called to say thank you for everything.
I just did what anyone would do.
I need to go. We'll talk later, okay? I'd like to repay you for what you've done.
Talk soon, then? Bye, Lily. Glad to hear Sam's okay. What? It's Susan.
Are you awake? I really need to speak with you. Text me back as soon as you see this, okay?
Hey, Susan. I'm awake. Is something the matter?
I need to speak with you in person. Can you come see me?
Now?
Yes.
Okay then. I'm on my way. What could Susan want with me at this hour? I wonder. It's getting really late. What's so important that I can't wait until tomorrow?
Is that you? Come in.
Oh, I forgot about Susan.
I heard about what happened. How are you holding up?
I'm fine. Thanks for asking.
Are you sure about that? I mean, after everything with your dad, Sam, and the police...
I don't think I've wrapped my head around everything yet.
I see. Well, I just wanted to say... I'm sorry if I was too hard on you, okay? I want you to know that you can count on me whenever you need me.
Does that mean I'm not fired?
Of course you're not.
Thank you, Susan. Uh-oh. Are you expecting someone else?
No.
Who could that be then? Would you like me to get the door for you?
Please.
Uh-oh. What in the... I thought I might find you here, Grim. We need to talk. End of Season 2, Episode 1. Don't forget to save your progress. You and Fred kidnapped Sam. You decided not to... Okay. Whoa. Oh. Whoa. Alright, you and Fred kidnapped Sam. You decided not to check in on Sam. You called Lily and told her about Sam. You met Sam at Susan's. You met Carolyn, the nurse. You learned that she helps your father from time to time. You flirted with her and the two of you had sex. She talked to you about having sex with multiple girls at the same time. Remember that? You called Chloe to ask her to come help you. You gave Chloe a back rub. You scared Chloe by telling the police officer about Fred's wallet. You had sex with Chloe. She seemed open to the idea of having a threesome with another girl. You called Lily to tell her about Sam. You told her everything she needed to know. You texted Lily, letting her know where Fred was. That led to her calling the police on him. You met your father, Fred, after all these years. After hearing his side of the story, you said you needed more time to forgive him. You told him that you talked to Sam. Your father didn't like that and called Sam a liar. Lily called the police on your father. You made Fred turn himself in to the police. I thought I might find you here, Grim. We need to talk. Sam? Did my father do this to you? I regret to say he did, yes. I'm sorry, Sam. It's fine. It's all over now. I came here because I wanted to thank you. Thank me? Why would you want to do that? When I was tied up, you told your father you were against what he was doing. That helped more than you could ever know. I'm sure if you hadn't, things would have turned out a whole lot worse. I think that in a way, you saved my life. I guess. But I was really just doing what I thought was right. And you were right about my father in the end. I should have believed you. If I'd only let you go, your arm wouldn't be like that. I attacked you too, so you didn't really have a reason to trust me. Still, I'm sorry. Listen, kid. I just want things to be okay between us from now on. Let's leave the past in the past. I'd like that too. Does Lily know you're here? She does. She kept telling me I should stay off my feet, but I needed to put this story to rest. Speaking of Lily, she also asked me to thank you. She said that your call was the turning point in the investigation and the key to them finding out where I was. She also told me to say that if you still want it, the room you were staying in is still available. You can go back to living there if you want. I appreciate that, but I don't think I will. I already have somewhere else in mind. That's your call, but if you change your mind, we've got you covered. What's gonna happen now? I mean, with my dad. Look, Grim, I'm not gonna lie to you. He's probably going to jail for a long, long time. However, I've already called my lawyers. I'll do my best to see to it that he gets a good defense team. Wait, really? Why would you do that? Regardless of everything that happened, I feel somewhat responsible. It's the least I can do. Anyway, I'd better be going. See you later, Grim. See ya.
Was that Sam?
He wanted to talk with me.
I heard he was in the hospital. Is he okay?
He's pretty banged up, but he seems fine.
What did he want to talk about?
Seems like he wanted to thank me. How do you even know I was here, though?
That was probably my fault. I told Lily I was going to call you over so we could have a talk. I hope your conversation wasn't unpleasant.
It wasn't. Just the opposite, actually.
That's good to hear.
So, What sort of talk did you want to have exactly? I mean, I figure you probably wouldn't ask me to come all this way just to see if I'm okay.
You're right. I need your help with something important. Usually I'd let you know well in advance, but this time something unexpected happened, and with one of my biggest clients. I don't want to let such an important client down.
Do you need me to make a delivery? Is it really as serious as you're making it sound?
It's the sort of delivery only you can do.
I was under the impression I wasn't working for you anymore.
This is important.
Fine then. What do I need to do?
Sue is finishing loading everything up. I need you to help her put everything in the car. She'll take you to the right place.
Right. And we're making the delivery right now?
Yes. This is the best time for this particular establishment. Don't worry, though. You'll be getting a bonus for the late-night delivery.
You're gonna pay me now? I thought I was working for you to pay for the room Lily was renting me.
So I was. But you're not living there anymore, are you? Thus, I think you deserve to be paid in cash this time. And since this is a large and urgent delivery, you'll be well compensated. It'll probably do away with any worries you might have for the next few months.
Wow, okay. I just need a shower first. I've been wearing these clothes all day. If I had known, I'd have brought extra clothes. Would you have any clothes to lend me?
Don't worry. I'll send someone to get your clothes while you shower. We can start when you're ready.
Sue? Unravel.
Here you go. These are all the boxes you need to deliver. I'll leave you two to it.
So, how are you? I mean, you know, with your dad and everything.
I'm fine, I think. It's good to finally know the truth. Even though things didn't quite turn out the way I would have liked.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I'm sorry about your father.
Yeah, thanks, I am too.
Well, enough of this emo shit, right?
Right?
We're on a mission. These boxes won't load themselves, right?
No, they won't.
Ugh, let's get this shit done. I really hate late night deliveries. And these boxes are heavy, too.
Well, at least you're in good company.
Shut up. We're here.
Are you sure this is the place?
This is the address Aunt Susan gave me. Why? Have you been here? Oh, forget it. I don't want to know.
It's not what you think.
I said forget about it. I'll wait in the car while you do your thing. If you take too long, I'll just assume you're having fun and leave your ass.
Okay, I won't be long. What a coincidence. Since I'm here, I can at least use this as an opportunity to talk to Davila. Remember that? I hope her proposal still stands. I really need a place to crash. Hey, big guy. Remember me, Grim? I almost completed the challenge that one time. You don't say much, do you? I have a delivery to make. Could I come in? Thanks, dude. Wow. Place is pretty packed today. I wonder where Davila is.
Hey!
Gabby! Oh, right. She works here, too.
What are you doing here?
I have a delivery to make. Do you know where Davila and Angela are?
Oh! They both have their hands full right now. We're really busy tonight.
So it seems. I've never seen this place so packed. Not that I come here often or anything.
No need to explain yourself. Sit down and have a drink while you wait for them.
Alright. But if this takes too long, Sue's gonna be pissed. Actually, I got a friend waiting outside with the rest of the delivery. I don't want to keep her waiting.
Oh, I see. I think I can help with that. Stack the boxes right over there, and I'll find a place where you can put the rest. Then you can go back to your friend.
Great. Works for me. Done. That's the last box.
All right. Everything seems to be in order. Now that the work's done, it's time to have some fun.
Is she flirting with me? What do you think? I could use some fun.
Let's go to the bar and grab a drink.
Lead the way. I'll just let Sue know she doesn't have to wait up. Hey Sue, everything's good with the delivery. I met some friends, so I think I'll hang out here for a while. You can join us if you'd like.
Friends? Sure. Have fun at Pleasure Island, shitbrains.
Will do, Sue. Will do. After everything that's gone on, I deserve some fun.
Come on, man. What's taking you so long?
I was just letting Sue know that she didn't have to wait up.
Your friend didn't want to come join the party?
Nah, I don't really think this is her sort of party.
Too bad for her.
Yup, a real shame.
Let's have a toast.
Man, I really needed a drink.
Another round.
Are you sure?
Don't worry. Today's on me.
Hold on. Also wanna boost the audio a bit? Alright. But I'd like some water, too. I'm here on business, after all.
Your business is going to have to wait a long time. If you're not going to have a drink with me, I'll have to think up another way for us to have fun.
There it is again. I'm not just taking this the wrong way, am I? I'm sure she's flirting with me. Wait, but she's on the clock. Is this part of her job?
Hey, what are you thinking about?
Batman, aren't you working right now? I mean, if you are, I don't want to be a nuisance.
I'm not. Tonight's my night off. But I love my job, so sometimes I just come by to unwind.
That sounds nice. Well then, maybe we could enjoy our time off together. If you'd like.
Sounds good to me. How about I show you my room? Welcome to my palace.
So, this is your room? Nice.
Make yourself comfortable. And by comfortable, I mean very comfortable.
Oh, there we go. Don't mind if I do. It'd be a lot easier than the last time I was here.
Sure seems that way. So, since we're here, at my workplace? We can pretend I'm working if you'd like.
How so?
I mean, I can act as if you've hired me for my services.
Oh, I see what...
What would you like to do with me, sir?
Oh, I know what she does. I think I get it. She's a working girl. All right, then. Come on over here. I'd like to get a look at the goods.
Yes, sir. Like this?
Bend over. Oh, yeah. I want to get a real good look.
Just a look?
For now.
Is looking your thing?
It's one of my things. Touching is another. I wish I could take a mental picture of this moment. See every detail. Catch every curve. You have a wonderful body. That's an understatement.
Thank you, sir. What would you like me to do with this body of mine?
Anything you want. So many things. I'm enjoying this. But let's start slow. Maybe you could do a dance for me.
You want me to dance for you?
Sir.
What?
You forgot to call me sir.
Right, sir. Would you like me to dance for you, sir? What song shall I dance to?
I'll let you pick the music.
Wise decision, sir.
All right. Closer.
Yes, sir. How's this?
Closer.
Up here?
Closer. He might be...
If I come any closer, I'll have to dance on your lap, sir.
He might be recommending 9-inch nails, then dance on my lap. That's an order.
As you wish, sir. Like this.
That's perfect. Keep going.
Looks like you really enjoy giving orders.
I do.
Good. Because I also enjoy obeying.
Works for me. I hope you know you don't have to do anything you don't want to, though. Hey, that's without saying.
Don't worry about that. I want to do everything with you.
Everything?
Everything.
You just call me Grim.
Did I?
Have you forgotten who I am?
Sorry, sir. I hope I don't get spanked for that.
You might. Spanked.
You know, spankings. Sometimes a bad girl deserves it. But only if you think I've been a bad girl.
Oh, yeah. Just a little spanking. So you don't forget your place.
Of course, sir.
So?
Yes?
Did you like that?
Yes, sir.
Thank me, then.
Thank you, sir. From now on, I promise to behave. Unless you want me to be bad, how should I behave?
She really seems to be getting off on this. Come to think of it, I am too. I was gonna say that too. And I am quite curious how far everything goes. I want you to behave like a girl who knows how to say thank you.
Yes, sir.
Ah, yeah.
Too much?
No. Keep going.
Well.
That's good. So good.
We're just getting started. But I already want to go deeper.
Fuck! Gabby! This is the best blowjob ever!
I know. I'm good at what I do.
So good. Ah, yeah, Gabby.
What is it?
sit back down on my lap again.
Your wish is my command, sir.
You said you want to do everything with me.
That's right, sir. I want to do everything with you.
Excellent. I'm thinking I might let you. That's how I want you to behave today.
As you wish, sir. And as I said, your wish is my command. Lay down. I want to ride you. But not just yet. First, I need you to get me more lubricated with your tongue.
How's this?
Good. But harder. That's perfect. It's working. Can you feel it?
Yes.
Keep going then. Harder. Yes. Yes. I'm getting so wet.
Awesome to hear.
Now, let's change up the position a bit. So that I can reciprocate. Keep going. Just like that. Yes. Don't stop. Do you like this?
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
A little too Kool-Aid Man, but yeah.
Good. I do too.
Kool-Aid Man. Oh yeah, what am I doing? Ah! That's the Kool-Aid Man. Ah! Oh, that's amazing.
Yes. I am loving it. Oh, fuck. I feel like I'm ready now.
Wow.
Let's see if you can handle this.
Gabby! How did you do that? That was incredible!
I know. It's my secret weapon. If I'm wet enough, I can do it again. And again.
Oh, fuck!
Was that too much?
No. It was perfect. Oh my god! This is too good! Ah!
Don't come yet!
I'm trying not to! But I want you to get closer. Honestly, she was just about to make me come if I didn't do something.
Alright then. Just as well. I hope this is good for you, too. Do you like it?
Yes!
You know, I didn't think you'd last this long. I'm really impressed.
That's good, because I'm just getting started.
Huh? Are you sure?
Hold tight. This is something I've always wanted to do.
Me too. Are you sure you can handle it? You need to have strong legs for this.
I can stay here all day.
Me too.
The balls of steel.
You're going to make me come. May I? May I please come, sir?
You may.
Oh my god. I'm...
Are you okay?
Oh my god. I came so hard. Now it's your turn. Where do you want to come?
I see a good spot. Nah, I'm not gonna do that this time. Wow,
Delicious. Thank you, sir.
Wow, that was amazing.
You really do surprise me. In a good way.
That's good to hear. You were perfect yourself.
I'm going to go take a shower now. You can lie down on my bed and relax a little if you like.
I think I'll do just that. Thanks, Gabby. Huh? Must have fallen asleep. Must have fallen asleep in Gabby's room. Where is she? I should go look for her. At the very least, I have to thank her for last night. Okay, guys. That's where we're gonna end it for this week. Yeah, I know, right? But you guys got a lot to chew on. Like, this game sold 100,000 copies in 7 days, and that's only the beginning. Guys, I've been playing adult games for a while, and these are the best adult scenes I've ever seen in my life from a video game, Subverse included. And that was a freaking million-dollar game. I don't know how the hell they pulled it off at Pansu Interactive, but my god, this is better than regular fucking porn. Like, this was really good. So, yeah. Definitely pick up this game. I got it for a steal, practically, on Steam. I still don't know how that happened. But, yeah. Definitely go pick up this game. Definitely worth it, guys. Support Opie Man and Pansu Interactive. They are the future of this genre. 100%. And also, you can get the game from Opie Man. Literally just go to Opie Man or fucking Google it. You'll find it. And you get free games like a tournament stuff that we play anyway on here. Free games! Good games! That you'll enjoy! So why not? Alright. I am out of here, but we're not done yet. No. Euphoria coming at you for another hour. Stay tuned, guys. I'll be right back.